Farm Service Agency Administrator Juan Garcia encourages eligible producers to register for Farm Bill-related livestock disaster programs prior to sign-up.
There'll be a lot of new ranchers that may have never participated in our programs. So we're encouraging those producers to come in early and let us know of their farm records and be ready. By the time we begin sign-up, we'll do a lot of the initial work beforehand, and the sign-up will go a lot smoother.
He says there are two Farm Bill livestock disaster programs.
The main program that we're going to be administering is a livestock forage program, and that provides benefits to producers for their forage losses that they suffer in a period of a calendar year. So they can receive up to 5 months of payment per adult beef cow based on the severity of the drought. We use a U.S. drought monitor for eligibility of a certain county. So there are some areas that may receive 2 monthly payments, some three, and even in the most extreme drought areas, they could receive up to 5 months of payment. The other program is a livestock indemnity program, which covers death losses of their livestock due to a natural disaster. If we go back to the blizzard in South Dakota and some of the states surrounding South Dakota that lost thousands of head of cattle, we're going to be providing benefits to those producers that lost their cattle. So that's an important sign up.
And Garcia explains what documents are needed for producers to register for Farm Bill related livestock disaster programs.
With the new Farm Bill, the programs are retroactive beginning October the 1st of 2011 and ongoing at the present time. So it's very important for those producers that are applying for benefits, whether it's a livestock forage program, which will need an inventory of their livestock numbers during those periods of time, and the livestock indemnity program. It's important to have any type of record that they have of their inventories, any type of documentation as to how many cattle that they lost. So all that information is important for them to start gathering together. So along with any changes in their farming operation, when they come to the office, it'll make the sign-up a lot smoother for them.
He said producers should check with their local FSA office to determine eligibility.
I know they're going to come in the office and they're going to ask about the programs. We'll be ready to provide them information, but any records that they can get beforehand, especially on the amount of pasture that they own, any pastures that they have leased, is very important for all those years that they want to file an application for.
For more information, again, stop by your local USDA Service Center or go to their website at fsa.usda.gov. I'm Randall Wiseman for AgNet West. AgReview with Everett Greiner is next.